وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. إن شاء الله this class we starting tonight is from the رسالة عقيدة الرازيين. The عقيدة, the creed, the belief of the two رازيين. الإمام أبو حاتم الرازي who died, rahimahullah, 277 Hijriya, and Abu Zur'a al-Razi, who died 264. These are from the great scholars of Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, the ulama. They praised them. As for al-Imam Abu Hatim al-Razi, his name is Abu Hatim Muhammad bin Idris bin al-Mundhir ibn Dawood ibn Mihran al-Hanzali al-Razi rahimahullah ta'ala. He born one hundred ninety-five Hijriya, and he died rahimahullah ta'ala two hundred seventy-seven Hijriya. The ulama, the people of knowledge, praise him. From that is the alim Yunus ibn Abdul A'la, who said Abu Zur'a wa Abu Hatim imama Khurasan wa da'a lahuma wa qala baqa'uhuma salahun lil muslimin. This alim, he said Abu Zur'a and Abu Hatim, he mean these two scholars, we said in their aqidah, inshallah, he said their remaining means in life is khair, is good for the belief, for the Muslims. So the remaining of those two alim in life, remaining alive, is good for the Muslims. وقال الإمام أبو القاسم اللالكائي كان إماما عالما بالحديث حافظا له متقنا متثبتا. وقال الخطيب البغدادي كان أحد الأئمة الحفاظ الأثبات. كان أحد الأئمة الحفاظ الأثبات مشهور بالعلم مذكور بالفضل. So this alim, Abu Hatim, Al-Khatib al-Baghdadi, he says Abu Hatim, he was one of the imams and the hufad who are thabit in their ilm. And he is famous with knowledge and he is mentioned with fadl. وقال الذهبي كان من بحور العلم طواف البلاد وبرع في المتن والإسناد وجمع وصنف وجرح وعدل وصحح وعلل. Imam Dhahabi said he was from the oceans of knowledge, Abu Hatim Razi, and he went over the lands, meaning seeking knowledge, and he became very expert in the ilm of the matn and the hadith. So he was a great muhadith. And he authored, he wrote books, and he was from the ulama of Jarh wa Ta'deel, and from the ulama who give the ruling of the narration, whether it's authentic or unauthentic. وقال المزي كان أحد الأئمة الحفاظ الأثبات المشهورين بالعلم المذكورين بالفضل. So this عالم أبو حاتم رازي رحمه الله was praised by many علماء. The other عالم is أبو زرع الرازي. هو عبيد الله بن عبد الكريم بن يزيد بن فروخ مولى عياش بن مطرف ابن عبد الله بن عياش بن أبي ربيعة المخزومي، وأبوه عبد الكريم هو خال رفيقه أبي حاتم الرازي. وأبوه عبد الكريم هو خال رفيقه أبي حاتم الرازي. He born 200 years at the when the Hijriya was 200 سنة 200 رحمه الله تعالى. And he رحمه الله تعالى died when the Hijriya was سنة 64 or 264. As for the علماء, الإمام أحمد بن حنبل قال عبد الله بن أحمد قلت لأبي يا أبا من الحفاظ؟ قال يا بني شباب كانوا عندنا من أهل خراسان وقد تفرقوا. قلت من هم؟ قال محمد بن إسماعيل ذاك البخاري، وعبيد الله بن عبد الكريم ذاك الرازي، وعبد الله بن عبد الرحمن ذاك السمرقندي. The son of Ahmad bin Hanbal said, I asked my father, who are the Hufad? Those who are given this title, Hufad of Hadith. They memorize the Hadith. Thousands. So ulama, they say, who can be called Hufad? Some of them, they say, at least he must memorize 100,000 Hadith. So Imam Ahmad said, Oh my son, he mentioned from those Muhammad bin Ismail and Imam al-Bukhari and also Ubaidillah bin Abdul Karim al-Razi, who is this Shaykh, wa Abdullah bin Abdul Rahman dhaka al-Samarqandi. Wa qala Abu Hatim al-Razi arwa'u man ra'aytu arba'a Adam bin Abi Iyas, Thabit bin Muhammad al-Zahid al-Kufi, wa Ahmed bin Hanbal, wa Abu Zur'a. Abu Hatim al-Razi, the Shaykh we're talking about, one of the Tualim, he was asked, the most fearful he ever met is those four ulama. Adam ibn Abi Iyas, Thabit ibn Muhammad, Zahid al-Kufi, and Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, and Abu Zur'a. So Abu Zur'a, he was those who fear Allah so much. وقال ابن حبان كان أحد الأئمة الدنيا في الحديث مع الدين والورع والمواظبة على الحفظ والمذاكرة وترك الدنيا وما فيه الناس. This عالم ابن حبان said he was from the imams of the religion on the earth. Imams in hadith on the earth. He was one of the imams with the fear of Allah, having a religion, being firm on يعني memorizing and reviewing, يعني never leave seek knowledge. And وقال الإمام الذهبي كان من أفراد العالم ذكاء وحفظا، كان من أفراد العالم ذكاء وحفظا ودينا وفضلا. الذهبي says he was from the individuals of the universe when it comes to يعني he's the single one. He's not that much of him. There's not that much of people like him when it comes to the ذكاء. ذكاء is, what is ذكاء? Smartness. What is ذكاء? Yes. Cleverness. Very clever, very smart, very, you know. وحفظا when it comes to memorization. ودينا when it comes to practice of the religion. وفضلا when it comes to status. وقال ابن كثير كان فقيها ورعا زاهدا عابدا متواضعا خاشعا، أثنى عليه أهل زمانه بالحفظ والديانة وشهدوا له بالتقدم على أقرانه. الإمام الذهبي إمام ابن كثير رحمه الله said the people of his time praise him. أبو زرعة they praise him with حفظ and with a religion, and they witness for him that he is ahead of those who are in his aqran, those who are in his level, he was ahead of them. المهم, so these ulama, these two scholars are praised, were praised by the people of knowledge, like Imam Ahmad Hanbal and others. طيب, we go to the matnu, هذه هذا المتن وهذه الرسالة. Some ulama, they give the title of أصل السنة واعتقاد الدين, and some they give عقيدة الرازيين. It's the same. عقيدة الرازيين, the عقيدة of the two رازي, أبو حاتم الرازي and أبو زرعة الرازي. أصل السنة واعتقاد الدين, the principle of the عقيدة, the creed, the sunnah, the fundamentals of the sunnah, the principles of the sunnah, the known sunnah of the deen, and the aqidah, the creed of the religion. قال الإمام أبو محمد عبد الرحمن بن أبي حاتم سألت أبي وأبا زرعة رضي الله عنهما عن مذاهب أهل السنة في أصول الدين وما أدرك عليه العلماء في جميع الأمصار وما يعتقدان من ذلك فقال. This عالم, the son of Abu Hatim al-Razi, rahimahullah, he says, he asked his father, Abu Hatim al-Razi, he said, I asked my father and Abu Zur'a both about the positions of Ahl-Sunnah, means the people of the Sunnah, regarding the fundamentals of the religion, and what they found the scholars upon in all of the series, and what they held as their creed in that regard. So this alim, who is another scholar, Abu Muhammad Abdul Rahman ibn Abi Hatim, he asked his father and Abu Zur'a what they believe, what's their aqidah about the positions of Ahl Sunnah, the people of Sunnah, when it comes to the fundamentals of the religion. And what these two scholars, Abu Hatim, Abu Zur'a, found the scholars being upon it. All of the land they went, the ulama, they used to seek knowledge from country to country, from those who went many countries, these two scholars. So he asked, what the people of knowledge, they met them in the different lands, Muslim land, what were they upon? What they used to consider their creed, their aqidah. And the answer is, he said, فَقَالَ, they both said. So everything coming is what those two alim, they said. أَدْرَكْنَا الْعُلَمَاءَ فِي جَمِيعِ الْأَمْصَارِ حِجَازًا وَعِرَاقًا وَمِصْرًا وَشَامًا وَيَمَنًا فَكَانَ مِنْ مَذْهَبِهِمْ أَنَّ الْأَيِّ الْإِيمَانِ. They said, we found the scholars in all of the series, in the Hijaz, in Iraq, in Egypt, in Sham, in Yemen. So it was from their position that, and he started mentioning. So these two ulama, they met the people of knowledge in all of the Muslim land, the famous cities, like Hijaz. What's the Hijaz? Naam. Mecca, Medina, and all that area. Iraq is known. Misr, Egypt is known. Sham, and how about Sham? They used to call Sham, Syria, Jordan, Lebanon, and Palestine. Syria, Palestine, Lebanon, and Jordan. This we call Sham. He said, Yemen, and Yemen is also famous. So he said, the scholars they met, the scholar of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, in those lands, that's the Muslim lands, what they were upon when it comes to the creed is as follows. He said, أن الإيمان قول وعمل يزيد وينقص. This is the first principle that the two alim mentioned in here that the people of knowledge used to be upon. That Iman, that means true faith, the true religion, the religion of Islam, the Iman, the faith. Shaykh Sam Taymiyyah, when he said Iman, he said Ayyul Islam. This is the religion. It's speech and action. It increases and decreases. So the religion, the faith, the belief with Ahlul Sunnah is a statement and action. قَوْلٌ وَعَمَلٌ يَزِيدُ وَيَنْقُصُ. It increases and it decreases. طيب الإيمان, the faith, the religion, the iman is a statement and action. Some ulama, they say, as you see here, قَوْلٌ وَعَمَلٌ. Some of them, they say قَوْلٌ وَعَمَلٌ وَاعْتِقَادٌ. Some of them say قَوْلٌ وَعَمَلٌ وَنِيَّةٌ. Some of them like Abu Bakr al-Razi, Abu Bakr al-Humaydi, Sheikh Bukhari, in his kitab Usul al-Sunnah, he said قَوْلٌ وَعَمَلٌ وَنِيَّةٌ وَسُنَّةٌ. قَوْلٌ وَعَمَلٌ وَنِيَّةٌ وَسُنَّةٌ. All has the same meaning. What they mean is قَوْلٌ وَعَمَلٌ وَاعْتِقَادٌ. The iman, the religion, is qawl, is a statement of the tongue. And the action is of the limbs, and the creed and the belief of the heart. So all that is from iman. So if you say la ilaha illallah, that's iman. If you believe la ilaha illallah, that's iman. Yeah, la, la. If you make sujood, for instance, that's iman. If you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or you do things for the sake of Allah, that's iman. So all that comprises the iman. It's not only a statement, it's not only a faith in the heart, is not only action, it's all together. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Imanu bid'un wa sab'una shu'ba, a'laha qawlu la ilaha illallah, wa adnaha imatatul adha an al-tariq wal haya'u shu'batu min al-Iman. The faith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Iman, the faith, is 70 and some branches. It's not only one. The iman is branches. It's not one thing, it's more than one. 70 and add. The highest of it is qawlu la ilaha illa. It's a statement of la ilaha illallah. So qawlu la ilaha illa. So saying la ilaha illa is iman. Wa adnaha imatatul adha ani tariq. And the lowest of the parts of the faith is to remove the harmful things from the way. إِمَاطَةُ الْأَذَى عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ وَالْحَيَاءُ شُعْبَةُ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. Modest and shy is a branch from the iman, is a part of the faith. So if you say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, La hawla la quwwata illa billah, Astaghfir, all this is iman. This call in Islam is iman, is faith. Yes, linguistically, faith is only in the heart. But sharia-wise, it's not only something in the heart. Rather, it is a statement like la ilaha illallah. And then also removing the harmful things from the way of the people. Now you see trash in the masjid, inside the masjid, or in the parking, or in the bathroom, and you clean it. You take a broom, you clean it. You use your hand, you remove a stone from the way of the people. You cut a tree, hurting people. You remove a bad sign on the street, and the like. You remove something, somebody spit onto the wall of the masjid, or wrote down something bad onto the wall of the masjid, and the like. Without talking, you just use your hand and you remove it. This is iman. This is iman. You didn't talk. Then Prophet ﷺ said, "Wal haya wa shu'bat min iman." Shyness and modest. To shy to do something haram, you shy. You see a Muslim who is tested with smoking cigarette. When he see a practicing Muslim, for instance, you see he hide his cigarette, he hide. He doesn't fear. It's a type of iman, he shy. You may see a Muslima dressed in a certain way. When she see someone with a, she doesn't even know what this person is. She's a traveler from another country. And then she see someone, either a Muslima who has hijab, or she see a Muslim who has imama and the like, and she start covering properly. This is shyness. And more important than that is the person to shy Allah Azza wa Jal, to leave what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbid out of shy. This is iman. So now the iman comprises all these things. Statement of the tongue, the belief of the heart, and the action of the limbs. Tayyib. This iman, yazid wa yanqus, it increases and decreases. It increases by doing that which pleases Allah. It decreases by disobeying Allah. So it's not one thing remaining in one level. People don't have the same iman. No one has the same faith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nobody. No, even Abu Bakr. Because why? The iman is not one thing. It increases and it decreases. So the more someone remembers Allah, the more someone does the act of worship in his heart, of fear, of sincerity, of reliance, of hope, of ikhlas, of truthfulness, of generosity, of kindness. The more someone does the actions of the limbs, of sujood, of ruku' and the like, of hajj and umrah, and jihad fi sabil and the like, is the more he has more iman than the one who doesn't do so. Tayyib. In this chapter, there are people who deviate. There are people who deviate in this mas'al, in this mara. Every mara, the ulama, they mention, there are people from the Muslims who deviated. They oppose the texts of the Quran and Sunnah. From those group is the group called Murji'ah. The Murji'ah, أي الذين أرجعوا العمل عن الإيمان. Murji'ah, those who said the action is not from the faith. The action of the limbs, what you do in your limbs, you remove harmful things from the way of the people by using your feet or by using your hand, they say this is not faith. This is not iman. Okay. And they differ among themselves into four groups. One guru who said the iman is just to know something. That's it. If you know there is religion called Islam, religion of Islam exists, even if you don't believe it, they say you have faith. You have the iman. Some of them, يعني المعرفة, قالوا المعرفة فقط, just to know it, even if you don't believe it. That's غلات الجهمية. Some they say, no, iman is the tongue. If you say, لا إله إلا الله, if you say, سبحان الله, even if you don't believe it, you have the iman. You have the faith. Is this understandable? Because they say, fair group, they say the iman is not just to know. It's not just to say a statement. Rather, you have to believe it in the heart. So you have to believe Islam is the true religion. Whatever opposes is falsehood. Now you have the complete iman. Even if you don't act according to it. Nor a statement, nor action. Since you believe it in your heart, you are, yes, you are a believer. The fourth group, who are close to the Ahl-Sunnah, but also they are not on the right path. They are those who are called Murji'atul Fuqaha. They say the iman is the belief of the heart and the statement of the tongue. Murji'atul Fuqaha, like Imam Abu Hanifa. The iman, if the they say is the belief of the heart and the statement of the tongue. As for action, it doesn't include. You see in the masjids, a trash or at the parking or somewhere, you remove it for the sake of Allah. They say this is not considered. You move it with your hand, with your feet, it's not considered iman. This group are called, all of them, they are called murji'ah. Because they make distinction between the action and the faith. They separate the actions from the faith. While actually the action is from the faith. Based on the Quran and Sunnah. This is called murji'ah. They go that side. Therefore, of course, those who say iman is just a knowledge, just to know it. It's very clear. Somebody who knows Islam exists, Christianity exists, Buddhism exists, they say he's a believer. This is not a belief. That's very obvious. The other group who says iman is just the tongue, that's it, even if you don't believe it. That's also the munafiqin, the hypocrite. They used to say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, but with Allah, they are not believers because they didn't believe it. They were just saying, قُلُونَ بِأَفْوَاهِ مَا لَيْسَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. They say from their tongue that which is not in their heart. So this is hypocrisy. This is not iman. Let them say, La ilaha illallah, the rest of their life will not be accepted from until they believe it. La ilaha illallah. As for those who say the iman is only the heart, the Asha'ira. They believe it. The iman is only in the heart. To believe it. To believe the religion of Allah is the truth. So even if you don't pray, you don't fast, all this they say is not from the iman. Therefore they say, if the person believes the religion of Allah is the truth, whatever opposes its falsehood, they say he has a complete faith. He and Prophet Muhammad ﷺ has the same faith. That's what they claim. And they don't see the iman yazid wa yanqut. They don't see iman increase and decrease. This is one thing. So this group are called murji'ah. Some people, they think iman of the heart. Many Muslims today, as I mentioned before, you may see a Muslim who doing something, as happened before, a Muslim sister on the laundry, not covering properly. Sister, where is the hijab? She said, brother, you don't know what's in my heart. Alhamdulillah, I love Allah Azza wa Jal in her heart. My heart is clean. That's what they said. I remember now. She said, my heart is clean. So it means don't be deceived with not using the clothes. My heart is sound. Meaning that's sufficient. Another Muslim in Mecca, in Mina, who is smoking cigarette. I said, don't you hear the Sheikh said, no, cigarette is not allowed. He says, cigarette, it hurts the Wahhabiya. As for us, no. The iman is in the heart. So, no, Ahlul Sunnah, they say, iman is not only in the heart. When you have sound iman, you have to act according to that iman. You have, based on how strong iman you have, you do a strong action of iman. You do a strong action of iman. So it's not I have a complete faith in my heart and there is no action in the limbs. No. It is connected. إِذَا صَلُحَ الْقَلْبُ إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُضْغَ إِذَا صَلُحَ صَلُحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ. Yes, the iman has origin. It is the heart. But if the heart is sound, the body, the limbs become sound. Somebody, his heart, his iman, the heart is full and he is committing a major sin. It's not rude. It's not right. Human mistake can happen, but he has to do the actions of the. On the other hand, the group who deviated opposite to the murji'ah is the Khawarij. The Khawarij group. The Khawarij group who said, Al-Imanu Shartu Siha. They say the iman is a condition of one's faith, yani the actions. They say it's a condition of one's faith. In order your iman to be sound, you have to do, they say, action. What action? It depends. There is action if the person doesn't do, he leaves Islam. There is action if the person, if he does, he leaves Islam. Somebody, he make fun on a prophet, he leaves Islam. Somebody who leaves La ilaha illallah, somebody who leaves any action of Islam, of the faith, he leaves Islam. It has to be an action. And there are some actions that if the person leaves, he doesn't leave Islam, but he commits a major sin. For instance, if he doesn't pay zakah while he believes is mandatory on him, he committed a major sin. He left a part of the faith, rather one of the pillars of Islam, yet he's not a kafir on the strongest opinion. Because the one who doesn't pay zakah, Prophet mentioned in the grave, when he saw people being punished in the grave, was those who didn't pay the zakah. They are, or on the day of judgment, those who don't pay zakah, if he had animal is walking on. If it was gold and silver, it would be made metal of fire, it will be wal-iyadu billah. And then the Prophet said, then after that, imma ila al-jannah wa imma ila al-nar, either to paradise or to fire. So somebody doesn't do some of the acts of iman, sometimes it removes someone from iman, from all the religion, and sometimes no, he commit a major sin, but still he remain a believer. And some of the actions, some of the faith, it doesn't take away from Islam the person, nor even it make him commit a major sin. Rather, like somebody who didn't pray tahajjud or didn't fast the Monday, but believe is the religion of Allah, not doing that into action or not fasting day of Ashura doesn't take him away, even though that fasting day of Ashura is from iman. Day of Arafah is from iman. Iman is all the religion. But not fasting day of Ashura doesn't take him away from Islam, nor even make him commit a major sin. So if somebody is lacking a part of the iman, it depends. What part of the iman? Khawarij, they say, iman shartu siha. يعني al-amal shartu siha. The actions is that, they say, is a condition of one's Islam to be sound, to be corrected. This is not right. Opposite is the murji'a. This has been mentioned by Shaykh Ubayd al-Jabiri Hafidhahullah in this noble book, Takhil al-Aynayn, Bisharh Aqidat al-Raziyayn, Shaykh Ubayd Abdullah ibn Sulaiman al-Jabiri Hafidhahullah. He mentioned that the khawarij, the murji'a, they say, shartu kamal. They say the action is a condition of completion of the faith. Completion of the faith. La. So Ahl Sunnah, they are in a mirror. As for the Khawarij, they agree with Ahl Sunnah that iman is a statement of the tongue, the belief of the heart, and the actions of the limbs. The Khawarij, they have the same. But they remove the person from the iman and consider him a disbeliever if he commit a major sin. If he commit a major sin, which is not kufr, the khawarij, they consider him, he's a kafir. Some of them, any kind of major sin. Actually, there was a group of khawarij who used to consider the person kafir even if he commit a minor sin, any sin he commit. The ulama, they say, انقرض هؤلاء, those who used to believe that minor sin takes away someone from Islam, they say this, they are not existing anymore. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ. But who left? The group who say, if the person commit a major sin, any major sin, stealing, lying, drinking, and the like, it takes him away from Islam. One group of khawarij. Another group, they say, no, every major sin doesn't take away someone from Islam. They pick up some of the major sins. And mainly, al-hukm bighayri ma anzallah, judging by other than what Allah revealed. If someone doesn't judge by other than what Allah revealed, the Khawarij, they say he's a kafir. This is the famous, إِنِ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. This is the mas'ala, the Khawarij, they all agree upon. That judging by other than what Allah revealed take away someone from Islam. From the religion of Islam, they consider him kafir if someone doesn't judge by what, for instance, two people, they come to a judge. One of them has a right. But this judge, because they give him bribe, they give him something, he gave the ruling to the one who was wrong. He said he's right knowingly. They say he's a kafir. The hakim, the Muslim ruler, doesn't judge by the Quran and Sunnah. They say he's a kafir. Ahl Sunnah, Khawarij, they say if he believes the rule, he's a complete believer. Murji'a. The Murji'a, they say since the iman is only the heart, if he believes the rule of Allah is the truth, even if it doesn't apply, he's a complete believer. And the Khawarij, they say, even if he believes in his heart, since he didn't do it into action, he commit this, he's a kafir. He's a disbeliever. And Ahlul Sunnah, they say, no. He is a believer because he believes the rule of Allah is the truth. And he is not a complete believer because he committed a major sin. فَهَذَا إِيمَانٌ هَذَا مُؤْمِنُ بِإِيمَانِ فَاسِقٌ بِكَبِيرَتِهِ. So this person, he is required two things. To believe the rule of Allah is the truth. And to act according to that. So there is two fulfillment in every command. You have to believe this is the rule of Allah. This is one mandatory. The second mandatory is to act according to it into action. So this person, he didn't do both. And he didn't leave both. So he didn't do both. How can he be a complete believer as the Murji'a claim? He didn't leave both. How can he be a kafir while he didn't leave both? So he believed the rule of Allah is the truth. For instance, he drink alcohol, believing he is sinful. If Allah doesn't forgive him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will punish him. Yes, he committed a major sin by drinking it. But also he has iman because he believes it's haram on him. He fulfilled one of the mandatory. To believe, to act according to. So he is not a kafir. On the other hand, he is not a complete believer because he didn't obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by fulfilling that command. So Al-Sunnah, the middle. The Khawarij, so they are groups. A group. We mentioned one group, they don't exist anymore. Those who believe any sin, minor, major, take away someone, committing it, take away someone from Islam. The third group, those who say any major sin, not minor sin, any major sin, whatever it may be, take away someone from Islam. Third group who pick up some of the major sins, and mainly three, judging by other than what Allah revealed, al-hukm bighayri ma anzalallah, مسألة الموالاة موالاة الكفار taking the كفار as an ally المظاهرة مظاهرة المشركين على المسلمين to be the مشركين against the Muslims أهل السنة these three مسائل it depends sometimes it takes away someone from Islam sometimes it is a major sin so it depends therefore when Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he heard the Khawarij saying, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ الْكَافِرُونَ. He said, it's not the type of kufr they are taking to it. Kufrun duna kufrin is a minor kufr. So that doesn't, he believed the rule of Allah. The rule of Allah is the truth. Drinking alcohol is haram. Cutting the hand of a thief is a mandatory. This is the rule of Allah. But he doesn't apply it. For worldly desire and the like, He is not a complete believer because he didn't fulfill the command of Allah while he is able and everything. Nor is he he's not a complete believer because of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not fulfilling the command of Allah. And he is not a kafir by believing the rule of Allah is the truth, but he fell short. So this comes back in this area. So you have here Ahl Sunnah, then you have Murji and Khawarij in this mas'ala. Any question related to that? طيب, next point. والقرآن كلام الله نعم. نعم, the أعمال, the مرجع, they say there is a condition for the completion of the faith. Condition. Someone is faith to be complete. He has to do the action. But it's not. خلينا أقرأ مما قاله الشيخ عبيد حفظه الله. لعلي, maybe I mix two issues. قال رحمه الله أيوة. وبهذا علم توسط أهل السنة وهم وسط في كل شيء, فلم يقولوا العمل شرط صحة لأن العمل يختلف, فلو قالوا ذلك لوافقوا الخوارج, ولم يقولوا شرط كمال فيوافق مرجئة الفقهاء وهم مبتدعة ضلال بدعهم أهل السنة وشددوا عليهم. So the Sheikh, he mentioned that أهل السنة are in a middle course in this مسألة. And also in every issue, they are not far left, far right, rather in the middle. Before I forget, so this aqidah of al-sunnah, al-iman, the faith is a statement of the tongue, the belief of the heart, the action of the limbs. It increases and decreases. Someone who says that, he believes that, he is not from Murji'ah. He is not from Murji'ah, because the Murji'ah, they don't see that. So now you see from the oppression of Harakiyun, those Hizbiyun, what they say about Ahl Sunnah, like Sheikh Al-Albani, Sheikh Rabi' and others, they say they are Murji'ah. How are they Murji'ah? They say in Iman, يَزِيدُ إِيمَانٌ قَوْلٌ قَوْلٌ بِاللِّسَانِ وَاعْتِقَادٌ بِالْجَنَانِ وَعَمَلٌ بِالْأَرْكَانِ يَزِيدُ وَيَنْقُصُ. How are they murji'ah? Because those ulama, they didn't agree with those group that the Muslim ruler who doesn't judge by what Allah revealed but believe the rule of Allah is the truth. Those ulama, Sheikh Albani and others, they say he's not a kafir. He's a Muslim. He's a disobedient Muslim. He committed a major sin. But since he believes the rule of Allah is the truth, whatever opposed is falsehood. They say he fulfilled a part of the faith, which is he believed. But this group, they wanted to say he's a kafir. In al-hukmu illa lillah. They go back to the same issue. The early Khawarij used to say, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ فَوَلَا كُنْ كَافِرٌ. So, the ulama, they mention, if you go back to the tafsir, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ فَوَلَا كُنْ كَافِرٌ, Ibn Jarir al-Tabari, this alim, Ibn Jarir al-Tabari, Shahih al-Sarih al-Sunnah, if you go back to Imam Qurtubi, they mention, if you go back to the al-Jassas, al-Hakam al-Qur'an, al-Hakam al-Qur'an al-Jassas, if you go back to those ulama, when they make a tafsir of this ayah, وَمَا لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ فَوَلَا كُلْ كَافِرٌ, they say, the khawarij, they say, the one who doesn't judge, they use this ayah to consider out of the fall of Islam, if when they see a Muslim ruler who doesn't judge by what Allah revealed. They say this is the madhab al-Khawarij. Ahlul Sunnah, they don't see him being a complete believer and they don't see him being a disbeliever because he has iman by believing the rule of Allah is the truth. And on the other hand, he didn't apply. So now if we know what's the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, when it comes to the iman, the divination of it, and we see those Ahlul Sunnah who saying the same thing these scholars used to say, ulama, they said it, you'll find some people consider them murji'ah, you know they're oppressing those ulama, and they're wronging them. And some ulama, they say, so and so is murji'ah because he doesn't see the one who leaves the salah, doesn't pray salah, but belief is mandatory on him. He's not a kafir. Some ulama, they see that. Yes. So they say he's a murji because he didn't say the one who doesn't pray, he's a kafir. This was said by the many ulama of the early scholars they used to see. So the point is to know the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah when it comes to the faith. The iman, all the religion of Allah is iman. You say subhanallah is iman. Na'am, you do things for the sake of Allah is iman. You make sujood is iman. You remove harmful things from the way of the people is iman. All this is iman. It's not one of it. It's all together. And the more you do this, the more you have more iman. Therefore, nobody reaches in iman Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then Abu Bakr, then Umar, then Uthman radhiyallahu ta'ala alayhim, because of their iman, strong iman. نعم strong iman. الإيمان المؤمن القوي خير وأحب إلى الله من المؤمن الضعيف. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the strong believer is more dearer and beloved to Allah than the weak believer. So there is a weak believer and there is a strong believer. And the center of the belief is the origin, is the qalb, is the heart. Yes. طيب سبحانك اللهم بحمدك لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.